The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. You're now tuning in to Pass the Aux with DJ G-Side, where the music shapes us who we are. So volume up, headphones on, sit back and listen up, because DJ G-Side has the aux. Welcome back to Pass the Aux. I'm your host, DJ G-Side. And for those who are new to the podcast, welcome. In episode one, I laid out my musical foundation and explained how I grew up in LA, raised by my dad's punk rock and my mom's cleaning the house cumbia mix, as well being open about like living in the massive rock only genre bubble for a really, really long time. Like we're talking here about since middle school. That's where I began to open my eyes. But in the end, I didn't tell you guys the whole story, since I was like actively ignoring outside of that bubble, like a genre specifically that I just chose to ignore for the longest time. And that was rap. And I ignored that genre off of my list because like, I just thought it was just overplayed radio hits along with vulgar lyrics that just didn't really correlate to what the song is about, or I don't know. It was just so random, I would say. Not just that, but everywhere I go, including the amount of days and school years I had to deal with, like classmates to some of my peers just didn't really had nothing to put on, like anything. They could have put like any type of genres, any type of songs, but they just stick and they chose to repeatedly play like rap music and even like SoundCloud rappers. And we're talking here like XXXTentacion, Juice WRLD, Lil Uzi Vert, and so many other ones, including Future as well. But for this episode, I'm gonna tell you exactly how I broke out of that bubble. It wasn't just like a Spotify playlist that changed my mind. It was like a massive life transition, like a little bit of heartbreak and physical art of vinyl records. I'm about to tell you the story of my first vinyl and how physical media forced me into a genre that I completely ignored to understand. When it came to modern rap, I just started swiping, skipping songs, one song after another, even albums, artists, within streaming apps like Spotify, YouTube Music, Tidal, and Apple Music. And honestly, that's the problem with streaming. Like, it's just way too easy to hit skip that you don't really have to commit to anything. And in terms of visuals, like the album art that's just being displayed is just so tiny, compressed, in a 1-inch thumbnail on your phone screen. And as someone who engages and appreciates art in general, that really bothered me, like even to this day, since I just wanted to see the colors, the typography, and even the layout just to really appreciate the artist's vision. Which leads me to say that a record isn't just audio. It's a complete visual package for one to acknowledge. And beyond just the listening experience, a vinyl record is just amazing to obtain. I mean, I grew up with a USB drive and then from there to a disc and from there to streaming and then from streaming for all of a sudden, I just head back to vinyls. But here's the thing why, like it's actual physical music in the palm of your hands, which doubles as art. And the funny thing is that about my collection, like when I first left LA for college, I live in a dorm like everyone else does in college where I wasn't allowed to put anything on the walls. But it's not that I was allowed to, but I mean, everyone just couldn't risk damaging them since I'm not gonna risk paying a fee with an additional payment that I'm already doing for my tuition. Like, I just decided not to decorate my room at all. But anyways, when I started this hobby of vinyl collecting, it became this cool ritual. Like, I would just buy them, play them while I was away at school. But whenever I came back home for break, I would pack them up, take them with me and use them to decorate my room. And that's where I began to realize that it was like bringing pieces of my new growth back to my roots. But let me set the scene for my first purchase of a vinyl record. Like moving away for college and stepping into a total independence after graduating from high school, it's a massive shock to the system. Dealing with growth, change, and honestly a lot of loneliness. I was going through something, going through a breakup at the time and being completely in a new place with blank walls. I was carrying a lot of weight during that time. And when you're suddenly like far away from your family and the normal routine, music just becomes your only constant companion. Like, I would be sitting there doing my homework for hours and hours, and music was the only thing entertaining me and giving me the energy to push forward. As usual, things started to get repetitive. Like, I realized that I was playing the same songs over and over and over and over and over and over again, like on a daily basis. And I was using them as a crutch, like pure nostalgia. And that's where I learned something really, really important. That sometimes nostalgia can be bad despite being good. Like, it feels safe, but it actually keeps you stuck in the past and make you feel more isolated from where you are right now. And when I realized that, I just knew I needed to break out of that. So I started actually paying attention to my surroundings. Like, whenever my roommates were blasting at full volume whenever they took a shower, I hit the Shazam and pick up the songs that interest me from them. I would also like listen to playlists at campus events. And even when times where I made like new friends or classmates or even talked to anyone around campus, I actually listened to the music that they recommended me to listen to, which I kept engaging with new sounds because hearing what else was out there was the only way to keep myself from drowning into my own thoughts and nostalgia. And it was during that exact mindset where I was actively looking for something new, in which my eye caught the cover for Flower Boy by Tyler, the Creator. And despite if everyone look at Tyler being overrated or overplayed, you just can't deny the fact that the cover of Flower Boy is to be the most recognizable and eye-catching cover art that just stops you in your tracks. We're talking here about the rich yellows, the surreal illustration of the bees, including Tyler being in the middle of the cover, looking away at the distance of a liminal place. It just felt like a living painting. And because the visual arts was so undeniable, I bought it. And it was my first vinyl record. It was the beginning of something. The beginning of a hobby. And when I headed back home during my first winter break, I took it with me. I dropped the needle, and since it was like a physical vinyl record, I couldn't just hit skip. Well, I could just lift the needle and go to another song, but I decided not to. Instead, I sat there and listened track by track. And a song that completely rewired my brain was not the most popular song of the album, which is See You Again. I mean, good song, but it's not the one that caught my eye or caught my attention. Instead, it was the song Where This Flower Blooms.
Ayo, let's take it back to them date. Counting sheep on say they hand afloat. Carpet with my baby mama, ate a dollar profit from the coffee I poke. Rent a center calling every day. Nobody home, they knocking on the door. Nah, skirt, 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 skirt. The toys are only dream that I can afford. Nah, I roll through the
pattern. I rock California, yeah. Beach frog over goggles. I'm leaning out the window. OJ shining on me. Simpson shining on me. Slick surface flow, bro. Off the squad.
Run it, run it, run it, run it. I rock, I roll, I blow, I blow.
I glow.
I rock, I roll, you say. I blow, I glow.
I glow.
I rock, I roll.
And so listening to that song on a record player really completely shattered my bias. Like, if I had to be honest, completely shattered my bias against the rap genre. And the lush production was just amazing. And the theme of it and the meaning behind the song, along with the lyrics, it just really hit where I was exactly in life. It was just literally about blooming, about growing out of your past and stepping into who you are. Tyler cracked that door open and showed me the artistry. And once that door was open, another rapper by the name of Frank Ocean became the absolute soundtrack for my college independence. Like, when you're dealing with a breakup and the isolation of a new city, Frank Ocean's moody, introspective tracks from his hit album Blonde, it just felt incredibly personal. Like that feeling like he's sitting right there in front of you in the same room with you. But even with Tyler and Frank on my radar, there was like one artist specifically who actually made me completely surrender my rock purist mindset. An artist who made me completely appreciate rap on a soul level more than anyone else could, which was none other than Kid Cudi. And coming from a background of aggressive punk and classic rock, I thought I needed heavy guitars to feel raw emotion, like we're talking here about Nirvana, the Foo Fighters, or other bands, etc., etc. But Cudi proved me wrong. He blended alternative rock energy with hip-hop in a way just no one else can touch. And his humming, like, he's most recognizable for his humming as well. It was just so immaculate. Like, you can even say it's out of this world. At the end of the day, it was just so astonishing to my ears every time I listened to his songs. But even if I had to choose a specific song that changed my perspective, it's really hard to choose from one song, since for me, getting into Cudi was a progression. I started off with Up, Up, and Away from his first album, Man on the Moon, which I would say is the best album he has ever created. I went from there, then dug into Ghost and These Worries from his second album, all the way to Willing to Trust from his soundtrack production for his own movie, Intergalactic, which I highly recommend you guys watching. It's on Netflix. It has this Spider-Verse animation. The story itself is completely funny and visually, like, it's so amazing, along with the soundtrack. And what Cudi did with the soundtrack, it's just, it blended so well to the story and the film itself. So I highly recommend you guys watching. But anyways, I went from Winning to Trust to Truman Show, a song from his recent album Free. And that's the thing about Kid Cudi, like, both of lyrical depth and the sound production just really made me feel something I just hadn't felt before. And it was like looking into like a mirror, where I just realized that if this guy has gone through the same shit as me, or even worse situation in life, as he puts it out there, why should I bring myself down? Like, instead, I should use that energy to improve myself. Growth is a step-by-step process. And that's what Cudi's music did. It literally opened my eyes to that, showing me that you don't have to stay stuck.
I am happy to be alive, 'cause I know I could not be in a place so filled with lies. Can't stand the quiet nights. Why fill up my glass with pride? Hopeful is all I know, how to keep me from silent cries. Nothing I can say done running from this pain in my way. I'm fighting every day. Why am I this way? A nigga trying to maintain. I sit and tell myself, okay, we gotta find another way.
At the end of the day, Kid Cudi didn't just help me get through that college transition. He was literally the key that unlocked the rest of hip-hop world for me. Because once Cudi caught my interest, I wanted to know everything about his sound, background, and everything else. Which led me to dig deep into his collaborators. And doing that, it led me straight to Kanye West. Despite being controversial, both Cudi and Kanye is the best duo I've heard, from his collaborating album Kid See Ghost. And from there, Travis Scott came into place. And then before I knew it, I was actively searching for more rappers down the road, from old to modern rappers. It was just like the domino effect. And that's the thing about the power of stepping out of your bubble. Like, streaming, yeah, it's fantastic, don't get me wrong. It's easy to access and you're one tap away from millions of musics and songs to listen to. But if you really want to understand a genre, you have to look at the art. Holding whatever physical media it is, a vinyl, a CD, whatever the case is, in the palm of your hands, and let the music speak to where you are at in life. Like buying the album Flower Boy started my collection, yeah. But at the end of the day, Kid Cudi opened that door to an entire universe of music that I just used to ignore. And now I don't ignore it. Instead, I acknowledge it. I still decide to listen to it because it's something new, something I'd rather listen to. And that goes for whatever genre it is. And so I'm gonna leave it there for this episode. Thank you all for hanging out with me for this episode too. Next time, things are going to get a lot louder since I'm gonna bring my cousin into the studio to take over the aux. So this has been Past the Aux. I'm DJ G-Side. Keep an open mind, let yourself bloom, and I'll catch you on the flip side. Peace.